up to the morning sky. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We're already at the end of 2 hours. I told you it was going to go
fast. It's so fast.
So fast. We just had to keep cutting you off because you wanted to talk through the breaks.
I talk a little too much.
All right. Well, you had a story that I cut you off from telling.
Yeah.
So what was the story?
These two guys meet on Grindr, right? And they did not meet for love. That wasn't their initial intention.
That is not. Right? I've been told that Grindr is not the. It's not like Hinge, which is what Mike and I met on, which is the app that's meant to be deleted.
Oh yeah.
So you're going to get married.
Okay.
I don't think Grindr has that same slogan.
It seems like the place you meet to grind, right? That's so they met and
did they grind?
They ground on down, right? So like then the next morning they woke up and they didn't want to leave each other. It's like they had such a good time that they like literally stayed together until like they asked me to come and shoot their wedding, and I did. And I'm like at their wedding, and I have like a thing for same-sex weddings where like my feelings are a little bit more intense about them. Like, I think it's because, like, for me to get to the place where I could see the beauty in it, I had to do some real work. Like, it wasn't, like, a default setting for me. Like, it was, like, I had to work through a whole lot of prejudice I'd been programmed with. I had to work through, you know, I've lost family members. I've lost friends over this issue, right? Because I have changed on this issue in a way that my growth in this issue felt like a betrayal to the community that I was pastoring. It felt like a, you know... Changing your mind on gay marriage can get you fired if you work in a church. Let's just say that. So because of that, I feel like it's like a raw nerve. And so when I'm around same-sex couples, like I'm just like, my empathy is like off the charts. I'm having to like really check my own feelings of like getting drawn into like how much it means to me to be part of that and to see the beauty of it and to see it so cool. And I also think that like two brides or two grooms, like there's a way in which it's beautiful that I haven't seen 100 times where I've seen like... the heteronormative thing. Like I've seen it enough times that like it's like you, it's still beautiful, but like you sort of have seen it enough that it's hard to be as surprised by it. But you see two brides together or two grooms together and it's still, there's a fresherness to it. But anyway, it's fresh.
Fresher?
Fresher?
I think it's fresher.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go fresher. Grammar's not my strong point. I'm a creative.
Spell check.
I'm at this Grindr wedding, right? And I am like crying as I'm watching these two guys that never thought they would find a person for them, right? They thought the reason they were on Grindr is because they thought that was what was, that's their life, that from now and, you know, until they died, that they would be meeting up with people to grind, and that was all there was. And nothing wrong with that. And, you know, Seinfeld, right? Not that there's anything wrong with that. But they found each other, right? They found love in a
hopeless place.
And it's just so beautiful. So, One of the things that I wasn't trained as an evangelical, I was told as an evangelical that like sex before marriage can cause all these problems, but I didn't realize that, you know, for a lot of people, sex before marriage is the key to a long lasting relationship. That's really the, you know, if you meet to hook up, you might fall in love. You might catch consequences. So subversion.
Yeah. So I guess in the minutes that we have left, because I know what you went through as far as evolving and understanding that this is no longer the life you want to live as far as being involved in the church. And whether it's, I think in general, there's a, I don't know if crisis might be too strong a word. I think a lot of people are rethinking how they want to practice their faith, whether that's going to church. Earlier this week, one of my guests and I were joking about this new Catholic like meditation app that Brett Favre is peddling. You know, it's like, is that the way that people are getting their feeling like they're, that's how they find community? Is like,
does that app have a place where like you can switch back and forth between day mode and night mode? At night mode, you can send your pics,
your dick pics.
And during the day, you send your prayers. Like it, which direction? I'm sorry.
You should be a stand up. You got a lot of good jokes.
I'm not quite funny enough. I have a limit.
What advice would you have for people as they, you know, they're still, they have faith, they believe in God, they want community, but the options that feel available of the organized religions and how they function does not feel like how they want to live their life.
Yeah, you just got to lean into it. So I think for me, what I thought, for me, that path through the wilderness or through the tunnel or whatever you want to say it, like, I just looked at, when I look back on my faith journey, I see all of it as a continuous line that is, I've been growing and thinking, and even the struggle which took me out of the organized religion that I had been a pastor in, right? Like, I still see that as something that's really valuable to me. Like, I learned to love my neighbors myself. I learned to see my neighbor. You just have to keep going. And keep going doesn't mean go find another church necessarily. For some people it does. Keep going means whatever that tension is that you're feeling, whatever you're experiencing. Being a pastor for 20 years taught me how to be a human in a different way that I'm really grateful for. Like, I don't want to go work at a church right now. Like, that's not my thing. But like, that sense of being present to other people, a way of hearing other people talk and training yourself to have an empathetic response to it, like, that for me is what being a pastor was, is hearing other people and stepping into it and learning to love and learning to engage in a way to try to bring healing and health to an environment or a community, to build fabric other people can connect to. Like, all those things are still things that I do in my life. I use them in wedding photography. I use them everywhere. So like, not everything is lost just because you step out. And there's a lot of people out here. There's lots and lots of resources. There's podcasts, there's communities, there's places where you can connect with other people for a few minutes if you just need to connect for a while, or for longer if you're looking for, you know, a band of brothers or sisters to like walk through it with you. So I don't give up, keep going, keep looking, keep searching, but I think be honest about it. And at some point for me, I felt like I used to define faith as a kind of belief, and now I think faith is more like courage than belief, that faith is the courage to step into the mystery and to know that you're okay. I'm okay in this mystery, right? I'm okay in this place. The gift I'm going to give to the world is me being courageous and trying to be as the best version of me that I can be and live in a world in a way that hopefully makes a difference, right? That brings about more love, more empathy.
Well, and that's... that was beautiful. I feel like I wish we could just like end the show. We still got 2 minutes before we can go. The show's officially over, because that was like a perfect ending. But it's funny because I feel like we went to church every Sunday. I was raised Catholic, and I certainly never walked into church and like felt, I was never moved by anything. And when we were supposed to pray at Catholic school, like, I didn't feel like I was talking to anyone. And yet I feel so deeply that like and even the idea of being a good person to get into heaven. I remember specifically being a teenager. I was like, why aren't we just taught to be a good person? Cause that's like what you're supposed to do, instead of some like cookie at the end that you get.
Yeah.
And like, I still believe that, right? Yeah. And I feel like I'm drawn to people who, it's like, no, like, what matters is being good to people. It's not following a doctrine of behavior. And if that is faith, I have it, right?
I think a lot of people are so worried about a metaphysical hell that might happen after we die that they don't realize the way we treat people right now creates drama and hell.
On Earth.
Right, on Earth, right? So. Yeah. That part we can control. Let's work on that part, and then we'll worry about the metaphysical part later.
Exactly. All right. Well, where can people find you? Your work, your wedding photography?
Center of my life right now is roostmke.com. I'm on social media pretty much everywhere at roostmke or Brandon J. Brown, either one.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with me today. This has been so fun. I can't wait to spend my wedding day with you.
Same.
All right. Well, this has been As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.